I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I turn the show over to Jeffrey, who is our TAMS ranking expert. He goes into all the logarithms, all the data, to determine which of the football teams from the Arkansas, Tennessee, Memphis area rank as the best and the worst. As is typical, we start from the bottom. Jeffrey.
Jeff, we start from the bottom again. As we mentioned, the Tennessee-Arkansas, Mississippi area.
Oh, gosh, you're including Liberty again.
Yet again, he was all over Memphis radio last week. So apparently Liberty's football coach considers him a part of the TAMS rankings.
He's including Liberty again. The good news is it gets Arkansas State off the bottom. More
on that in a minute. Just want to quickly point out what this offensive mastermind has put together. Keep in mind, Liberty was 34th in the nation in scoring last year, averaging nearly 34 points per game. Jeff, they are currently tied for 128 in scoring offense at 7 points per game. That is, there's only one team in the country worse than them. That is South Florida. In offensive efficiency, they are 125th. They are 125th in third down conversions and all total conversions, and 107th in total offense. Just thought I should throw that out there for those
Listen,
that think
he
this
was
person
coaching
is,
from a he's a profile in courage. He
it
was
is.
Coaching from a dentist chair.
I'm just sad we didn't get. We got a lot of snapshots of the chair itself. I didn't see any video whatsoever of him from the booth in the chair. So that was tough.
Liberty comes in last. Next.
He's 0-2 against the spread, by the way.
It is not Arkansas State.
It is not Arkansas State.
Holy smokes. Oh, no.
Jeff, I don't not... Listen, Chad Morris has come on the shows, and
We're grateful for that.
Grateful for that. Quietly rooting for him. I'd like to see him have success. I told you this at the start of the season, and it was readily apparent when we saw it. I have to question Chad Morris's judgment when he chose to play Ben Hicks over Nick Starkle. Jeff, Ben Hicks is just absolutely horrible. I mean, it cost them.
You've been saying this.
It cost
you've
them
been
a game.
Saying this before it. Anyone else was saying this? Yeah.
And I just like that's an unforgivable mistake. You look at almost every single power metric ranking. Arkansas comes
in. Is this true? If Arkansas and Arkansas State played each other, are you sure that Arkansas State would be favored?
According to metrics, Arkansas would be favored. Now, does that mean that Vegas would set the line there?
Arkansas would be favored.
I beg your pardon. Arkansas State would be favored. Yes, okay. And it would be a essential toss up. So we have to go a team that's 0-2.
And I feel good for the people for Arkansas State too.
A team that is 0-2 with an escape at home against Portland State, and then it really. At no point did I really think they had a chance to beat Ole Miss on Saturday. So they are at the bottom of our TAMS rankings, which brings us to Arkansas State. Good for them. They went to UNLV. It was a game that was essentially a pick 'em. I believe they were a 1-point favorite. They went to UNLV and absolutely waxed the Running Rebels. Took them down 43-17. Jeff?
That's impressive.
I asked the question. Yeah. So Arkansas State a trap game for Georgia this week. Georgia, of course, has Notre Dame next week, 7 o'clock. Could the Red Wolves be a trap game?
Wait, no. Vandy has Georgia. Who is Arkansas State has?
I beg your pardon. So that's correct.
It's Colorado State. They got Colorado State.
No. Arkansas has Colorado State. The order
okay,
on
okay.
that's screwed up.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Fine.
Yes. But Arkansas State heads to Georgia, heads to Athens to take on the Bulldogs. They are a 33-point underdog this Saturday, which brings us to Jeff. They're just inept on offense. The Vanderbilt Commodores are completely and utterly inept on offense. Their defense isn't bad, but they're just on the field so much because Vanderbilt I can't determine if it's offensive line play or quarterback play that's really, really, really making them so inept. It could be a mixture of both. They actually have some pretty good skill position guys, but they're anemic. I mean, Purdue is not exactly a defensive stalwart in the Big Ten.
What's amazing
they got waxed 42-24.
Is you have named four schools before Tennessee, and Tennessee is in full crisis meltdown. The Tams are really disappointing us and letting us down.
Yes. I mean, I think this speaks less to Tennessee and speaks more to the Tams as a whole.
Right. All right, so far, Liberty at the bottom, then Arkansas State, and then Vanderbilt. Next up, Tennessee's got UT Chat this week.
The Vols, after losing in overtime to BYU 29-26, they look to get their first win of the year against UT Chattanooga before they will proceed to lose the next four and be 1-6.
What do you make, by the way, of Tennessee? So it was at the luncheon where he gave his
talked about
the Titanic speech, mm-hmm. right? He got a standing ovation when he walked in. Does that surprise you?
Not really, because that's going to
be... I mean, it's the rally. Well, there are two stages of this, right? Of embattled, there are different stages of embattled coach.
Yes.
Right? There's the rally around the embattled coach, and then there's the dead man walking.
Correct.
Just, like, feel bad for him. He looks, you know, it's like the man has a bad smell kind
yes.
of thing.
Like Brett Bielema that last year.
And so there's that part mm-hmm. And they're clearly at least this group, I don't think Tennessee fans generally, but this group was very clearly in the rally around the coach. We're the Vols, right?
Yes. And I would point out that the Georgia State loss was embarrassing, and then the way that they lost the BYU game was embarrassing, but they haven't had to go through watching their team get beat by, you know, 40 points against Alabama, Florida, Georgia.
Are they going to get obliterated by all those teams? Obliterated, or are they going to hang in?
Alabama will name its score. They could hang in with Georgia because they can actually run the football a little bit, and Georgia's defensive line is still not... They've not been, like, overwhelmingly good, in my opinion, from what I've seen thus far. And Georgia also kind of likes to control the football, too. So it could be a game where where they don't get obliterated, but you never feel like Tennessee has a chance.
What's your personal right now at the top of the SEC ranking of teams in the top of the SEC based on what they've done so far this year?
Alabama, LSU, Georgia.
Georgia's clearly three. LSU is two.
In my opinion, yes.
LSU's not one?
No, I still think... I know it's fun to try to diminish what Alabama is, but I do think Alabama is still better on defense than LSU is. And I've noticed this weird trend where a lot of people don't want to say Tua's good. I'd still take Tua over Joe Burrow's, and Joe Burrow's has been
I brought this up yesterday. Mike Sadie is mad about the Dolphins tanking for Tua because he doesn't believe in Tua.
Correct.
Isn't Tua good?
Yes. I think Tua, if I were...
The argument has been big games, right?
Well,
one big game.
He had one big game where
he
was
fell flat.
He was clearly injured. And then on top of that, I mean, I left that national championship game more impressed with Clemson's wide receivers than I was Trevor Lawrence. I thought Clemson's wide receivers were jaw-droppingly good. And they dominated the Alabama DBs. But there seems to be this movement of wanting to diminish how good Tua is. And it makes no sense to me.
Alabama won. LSU 2, Georgia 3. All right, continuing with our rankings, Tennessee, after Tennessee is whom?
After Tennessee getting their first win, and more importantly, their first SEC cover in the Matt Luke no longer being
wow.
the interim coaching title, the Ole Miss Rebels come in at number 3. They defeated Arkansas 31-17 at home. It was really 31-10. They'll host Southeast Louisiana this week. Before getting a home date against Cal, shout-outs to the SEC for giving Cal a 9 a.m. body time start.
So I saw Steve Earhart in the Liberty mm-hmm. Bowl press box, and he was at the Memphis game last week, and then he was going from the Memphis game to
Oxford
for Ole Miss Arkansas,
yep.
And I said, I'm not sure either of those guys are going to be eligible for the Liberty Bowl. Are either of those teams going to be eligible for the Liberty Bowl? Can Ole Miss get to six?
I do not see how Ole Miss gets to six. Because even if we give them, I guess, all right, let's see. So they're at 1-1. You give them Southeastern Louisiana, you give them New Mexico State. Okay. Then they have to beat Vandy. So
okay,
that puts them,
I can see this. This is four.
So that's at four. Uh-huh. And then they got to win two more, and I don't know where those two come from.
State?
If Tommy Stevens is healthy, I do not think they can beat Mississippi State, personally.
Who else they got?
State. They go to Missouri, and I think Missouri's...
possible. They'd have to beat them both.
I think the Wyoming loss is somewhat flukish. If you look at the way that it was, what Missouri was last week was probably more representative of what they are. Like, I think Missouri is a good team.
Is there anyone else on that schedule?
I mean, do you think they can beat Texas A&M? Do you think they can beat Auburn? Do you think they can beat Alabama? Do you think they can beat LSU? I don't think they can beat any of them.
No, so they'd have to beat both Missouri and win the Egg Bowl.
Correct. That's their path to six.
But you don't think they're going to make a change either way?
I do not think at this point they will make a change.
Okay. That's Ole Miss. We go to the second from the top.
Jeff, the Memphis Tigers come in at number two in our TAMS power rankings. Of course, they defeated Southern over the weekend, 55-24. They head to Mobile to take on South Alabama this week, where they are currently a 19-point favorite. Of course, no Patrick Taylor this week. We get to see another decent test.
I think it's a decent test. They gave them and Nebraska's bad, but they still could have beat Nebraska.
They could have. I think that's
dominated
about,
last week.
I think that was more telling about Nebraska than it was about South Alabama.
They also last year they had Memphis at the end of the fourth quarter. I think it was a competitive game, as I dimly recall.
It was.
So I don't think that. I don't think they're a bad team.
Go on the road. Your first real road experience.
It won't stun me if there's a huge, like, they lost to Tulane last year.
Oh yeah.
On the road, right?
Yeah.
They lost to Tulane on the road. Like
Friday night. Well aware. Still would have bet Memphis again.
That could be this. Like, I'm not thinking it's going to be this.
I don't think this South Alabama team is good enough. Like, I think Memphis is a pretty good matchup.
Here's the other
thing. I think South Alabama is a good matchup for Memphis.
Is Patrick Taylor is gone, and that's unfortunate for him and for the team. They're better with Patrick Taylor. But they're definitely better when Kenneth Gainwell gets a lot of carries. Like, he is a stud.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, at the end of the Ole Miss game when Patrick Taylor couldn't play and they gave it, like, it was Kenneth Gainwell.
Especially when you consider that the Ole Miss defense had been on the field and Gainwell has got a burst.
Well, I think they're better because they're better together, right?
Yeah, no.
They are better as a 1-2 punch than they are either one individually. But I'll tell you this, honestly, if I had to pick one of the two, I might pick Kenneth Gainwell.
Are you saying for this year or for moving forward?
Just generally. Even this year, like, who's the better back right now?
I'm still taking Patrick Taylor. It's really tough.
But the point is they work best as a combination. Because you made the point.
Like, he wears you down.
That Patrick Taylor wears you down and you put in Kenneth Gainwell and he...
Yes, and he's got a burst.
And he's got a burst.
And then when you're gassed.
Yeah, they work very well as a combination.
Yes.
There's no question that is true. Anyway... Then we have at the top of your TAMS rankings.
Yeah, Jeff, though they lost their starting quarterback in the first half, they still understood the most important aspect of a home opener is not that good teams win the game, it's that good teams cover the game. Mississippi State Bulldogs defeated Southern Miss 38-15. They will host Kansas State this weekend. Kansas State also coming in undefeated currently as well. Again, currently a 7.5-point line for the Bulldogs. Again, if Tommy Stevens is playing, I actually think this is I think this is a team that could give Auburn a good game. I think this is a team that I'm not convinced.
I don't think we know how good Auburn is at all, do we?
Well, I think Auburn is limited because of Bo Nix.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that's the problem. But we do know that Auburn has one consistent aspect, and that is
their
defensive
front
is really good.
Crazy good.
Yeah. But I'm not convinced this Auburn team can run the football like the best.
And
Gus
what do
Malzahn
we know about
can.
Stevens?
He said he was good yesterday in media availability. It was a shoulder injury. It did seem, just based on watching the sideline, it seemed fairly precautionary. It's a shoulder. It's a shoulder and a quarterback. I guess that's pretty much the last thing I really want my quarterback to be struggling with. Like, I would rather, I honestly would rather, like with Tua when he had a sore knee, I'd rather have that than a shoulder.
That's your TAMS rankings for the week. Remember, if you have any complaints, send them only to Jeffrey. I have nothing at all to do with the TAMS rankings.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.